If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. You know how this works. You bring the sources, and we'll help you get through all the craziness.
Absolutely.
This time, we're going to be looking at the aftermath of Ohio State's just brutal loss to Michigan.
Yeah, I think the thing that is really striking is just the intensity of the reaction. This isn't just like your typical post-game, shucks, we lost kind of disappointment.
Right.
This is raw emotion, real anger, people even calling for, you know, a total program overhaul.
It's really palpable.
Yeah.
This is the Buckeyes' fourth straight loss to their arch rivals.
Yeah.
And wasn't even close. Ohio State was favored by over 20 points.
A lot of points.
Michigan was coming in with a bunch of injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, almost nobody predicted this.
Yeah, this was not on anyone's bingo card. And the sources that we have, we've got, you know, fan reactions, we've got expert analysis, we even got some whispers coming from inside the program. And it all paints this picture of, like, a program in crisis.
Yeah. Okay, so let's unpack this. One of the things that we keep seeing pop up is frustration with the offensive strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly like the insistence on running the ball, even when it was so clearly not working.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? You would think, given all the talent that Ohio State has at the skill positions, mm-hmm. you know, receivers, quarterbacks, you'd think they'd be passing the ball more.
Right.
But the numbers tell a totally different story. Like, they had a 15% rushing success rate against Michigan. Mm. So that basically means, you know, for every six times they ran the ball, they only gained meaningful yardage, like once.
It's like they were trying to fit a square peg in a round hole mm-hmm. over and over again.
Yeah.
And the fans are, like, understandably furious. Mm-hmm. And they're pointing to Ryan Day, his coaching philosophy, this idea that he wants to, like, establish this tough identity.
Yeah, and it's a noble goal, I guess. But the execution was just so clearly lacking.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of sources suggest that this, like, stubbornness, this clinging to the running game, it played right into Michigan's hands. You know, their defensive line, they were just dominant. And Ohio State's O-line, they've been battling injuries all season long, and they just couldn't get anything going.
No, it's true. I mean, the O-line problems mm-hmm. are a recurring theme throughout all of this. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't, like, push the defensive line back at all.
Nope.
And then you add in Will Howard's performance. He throws two just back-breaking interceptions.
Yeah.
And there's this debate, like, was he even fully recovered from that head injury he got earlier?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. I mean, some sources are arguing that after that hit, it really, like, changed how he played. He went from looking, you know, a little shaky but okay to just, like, completely falling apart in the second half.
Yeah. And then there's this whole other layer of, like, mystery around Chip Kelly's play calling in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, did they just say, forget it, I'm taking over? Or were they really on the same page the whole time? And, like, nobody seems to know.
It's like a soap opera or something. Like, you've got the, you know, the embattled king, Ryan Day, struggling to keep it all together. And then you've got the loyal advisor, Chip Kelly, and nobody really knows what he's doing or whose side he's even on.
Right.
And then you've got, you know, the fans, the restless subjects. They just want some answers.
And we can't forget about the craziness that happened after the game.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing with, you know, trying to plant a Michigan flag on the Ohio State field.
Oh, my gosh.
The pepper spray.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just, like, a complete mess.
It was chaos. And it's interesting because, you know, you've got these two totally different perspectives on it. You know, the Michigan players felt like they were just defending their turf.
Right.
But the Ohio State players and the staff, they felt like they had to do something. Like, they had to respond.
It just shows you how deep this rivalry runs. It goes way beyond just what happens on the field. It's about pride. It's about history. It's about, like, who you are. And the thing is, this whole thing is far from over. We're seeing some rumblings about potential coaching changes. People are speculating about Ryan Day's future. Like, is this the end for him at Ohio State?
It could be.
No.
And let's not forget the financial side of all of this. You know, firing a coach like Ryan Day, that's not cheap. He's got a big buyout.
Right.
But, you know, you have to ask, what's the cost of doing nothing? What's the cost of another losing season, another year where they don't meet expectations?
That's a big question.
It is. there are no easy answers here.
Okay, so we've talked about the offense, which is, you know, not great.
It's rough.
But let's give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
The Ohio State defense, they actually played pretty well. I mean, they even had two goal line stands, which is really hard to do.
That's huge. Yeah, yeah. Everyone agrees on that. This loss, this was not the defense's fault. They held Michigan to only 77 rushing yards in the fourth quarter. And that was mostly when they were completely exhausted from being on the field for so long.
Yeah. Guys like Jack Sawyer and Caleb Downs, I mean, they were great, making plays all over the field.
Yeah.
But then you've got the special teams.
The special teams. Missed field goals. That awful kickoff return right at the beginning of the second half. I mean, these mistakes, they were a big part of why they lost. It's like they were trying to find ways to lose.
Yeah. It's like on top of all the on-field mistakes, there's just this feeling that something bigger is wrong.
Totally.
Like a lack of focus.
Yeah.
A lack of discipline.
Lack of, like, energy.
We're seeing stuff from our sources that describe the team as, like, lackadaisical and uninspired.
Oof. Those are not words you want to hear.
No. And those point to a potential leadership issue.
Right.
So you've got this perfect storm brewing. You've got questionable coaching decisions. You've got players making mistakes. You've got special teams blunders. And then, like, this overall feeling of, like,
blah, it's a recipe for disaster. And, well, that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay, so we've laid out the groundwork here. We've talked about the game, the key moments, all the places where Ohio State messed up.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to the really interesting stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
The fallout, the speculation, what's next for the program.
Yeah, that's where it gets juicy.
This is where it gets really, really interesting. Okay, so we just spent a lot of time talking about, you know, what happened on the field, or really what didn't happen on the field.
Right.
But the real thing that everyone's talking about is Ryan Day's future. Like, can he actually lead this team?
Yeah, I think the sources that we're looking at today, they show, like, a really split fan base.
Yeah.
Some people, they're, like, totally behind Day. They point to his record, his recruiting, his, like, track record with quarterbacks. They say, look, he's earned the right to try to fix this.
Right.
He deserves more time. You know, don't overreact, that kind of thing.
Right. Like, sometimes those quick reactions don't really work out the way you want them to.
Exactly. But on the other hand, you've got a lot of people who are just, like, fed up. They're done.
Yeah.
You know, they point to those four straight losses to Michigan, the, like, inability to win the really big games, and this feeling like the program is just, like, stuck.
Yeah, it's not just people complaining on Twitter or whatever. Yeah. Like, we're seeing these organized efforts to try and get Day fired. There are petitions online. There are billboards going up around Columbus.
It's kind of amazing, actually, this whole grassroots movement. Like, they really want to change the direction of the program.
Yeah, and it just shows how much Buckeye fans care.
Absolutely.
They're not just going to sit back and watch. They want to be heard.
They absolutely do. And they're making sure that they are heard, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's get into specifics.
All right.
What are people actually saying about why they want Day gone?
Well, yeah, obviously the Michigan losses are a huge part of it. I mean, that rivalry means so much, and losing four times in a row, it just, like, destroys people's faith. But beyond that, a lot of the complaints are about, like, a perceived lack of, like, killer instinct. Like, this sense that Day is just a little too cautious, too scared to take risks.
Like, he just doesn't have what it takes to win the big one.
Exactly. They look at other top programs, and the coaches there just seem to have this, like, extra edge, this ability to adjust and outsmart their opponents when the game is on the line.
Yeah, like they're playing chess, not checkers.
Right. And there's this worry that Day is just, like, too married to his system, too inflexible.
Okay, so it's not just about wins and losses. They're questioning his actual coaching ability.
Yeah, they point to his play calling, his adjustments during the game, his, like, inability to change things up when it's clearly not working.
You know, the sources we're looking at, they bring up that whole thing about running the ball against Michigan over and over, even though it was so obviously not effective.
Yeah, or the play calling in the second half. It was just confusing.
Yeah, people were left wondering what the plan even was.
Yeah, it just left a bad taste in people's mouths, like a missed opportunity. This feeling that Day is the one holding the team back.
So it's deeper than just X's and O's. It's about leadership. It's about the culture of the program.
Yeah, some sources are even saying things like, the team seems lackadaisical or uninspired.
Ouch.
Yeah, not good. And that, like, points to a problem with leadership.
Yeah. Okay, so clearly this is a really complicated situation.
Oh, yeah.
There are good arguments on both sides. But just the fact that we're even talking about this shows you how much trouble the program is in.
Absolutely. I mean, the expectations at Ohio State, they're massive.
Right.
And when they don't meet those expectations, people get upset.
Okay, let's try to look at something a little more positive for a minute.
Right.
We've been focusing on all the bad stuff. But there is a tiny bit of good news.
Oh.
Even after all this, Ohio State still has a chance to make the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? This team, with all its problems, they could still end up playing for a national championship.
You know what? That just shows you how crazy college football is this year. Anything can happen.
Okay, but let's be real. Can this team, with all the drama and everything going on, can they really pull it off?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Looking at all the sources, there are a lot of different opinions.
What are people saying?
Well, some people think that losing to Michigan, as bad as it was, it might have been a good thing.
Like a wake-up call.
Exactly. Like maybe it'll give them the motivation they need to get their act together.
Right.
They say, look, this team has the talent. They can beat anyone.
Right.
And they've bounced back from tough losses before.
But not everyone's so optimistic.
True. Some people think that the damage is already done. Like that loss to Michigan, it was just too much.
Like mentally?
Yeah. They say the team is missing leadership, they're not consistent, they're just, like, fragile.
So it's like a battle between hope and doubt.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And we'll have to see what happens in the next few weeks.
Even if they do make it to the playoffs, all those questions about Ryan Day aren't going away.
Definitely not. This loss showed that there are some serious problems.
And the athletic director will have to make some tough decisions.
For sure. Like, do they stick with Day or do they try to find someone new?
Yeah, no easy answers there.
Nope. It's a big risk no matter what they decide.
Okay, so as we move into the last part of our deep dive, let's think about this.
Okay.
What does all of this tell us about Ohio State? Like, what kind of program are they?
Yeah. Are they okay with just being good? Or do they want to be the best? Do they have that drive?
Those are some big questions.
They are. And we're going to try to answer them as we finish up this episode. So get ready because things are about to get even more interesting.
All right. So we've talked about the game itself, all the stuff that happened after, and how the fans are feeling. But there's one more thing we need to look at.
Yeah, there is.
And that's the money side of all this.
The money. Yeah.
Because we all know college football is a huge business. And when a team like Ohio State has a bad season, it can really hurt them financially.
Yeah. For sure.
We're not even just talking about ticket sales or people buying less merch.
Right.
This can impact recruiting, how much money boosters are willing to donate, even the whole reputation of the university.
I love that, yeah.
And then there's the whole issue of, like, what if they actually do fire Ryan Day?
Oh, yeah.
That would cost a ton of money. Mm-hmm. His buyout is probably millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah.
And then you have to hire a new coach, pay their salary, get them a staff, maybe even help them move.
It all adds up.
So the athletic director is in a really tough spot.
Yeah, they've got a lot to think about.
They have to weigh the risks of keeping Day against the possibility that things could get better with a new coach.
It's a big decision.
And the pressure's really on. Alumni, boosters, fans, they all want to see the team winning.
They do.
And they're used to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's this fascinating mix of sports and money.
Mm.
And it's something that we don't always think about when we're watching the games.
Right. It's easy to forget about all that.
So let's dive into this financial side a bit more.
Okay.
What would it actually cost to keep Ryan Day? Not just in money, but like what else could they lose?
Yeah.
And then what would it cost to get a new coach? And could that actually help the team?
It's a huge gamble either way.
A huge gamble with a lot riding on it.
Definitely. This could change the whole future of Ohio State football.
Okay. So let's try to sum all this up.
Okay.
We've looked at a lot of different angles of this story, how the team played, the controversies with the coaches, how the fans are feeling, and now all the financial stuff.
It's a lot, yeah.
And what it all boils down to is Ohio State is a program that's trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Like the team itself seems lost.
Right.
And the fans, they're divided.
Absolutely. They don't know what's going to happen next.
But even with all of that, there's still a chance for them to turn things around.
There is.
It starts with being honest about what went wrong and really owning up to their mistakes.
Yeah, you have to start there.
And they need strong leadership.
From everyone, not just the coaches.
And they have to be willing to do things differently. Have a clear plan for the future.
A shared vision, yeah.
And, of course, the fans need to keep supporting them.
That's so important.
Their passion, their loyalty, that belief in Ohio State football, that's what makes this program special.
Totally.
So, as we finish up this deep dive, We want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
What does it mean to be a champion?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is it just about winning no matter what? Or is it about something more? Something deeper?
Yeah, like what do you stand for?
Is it about never giving up when things get tough? About sticking to your goals no matter what? About working together towards something bigger than yourself?
I think those are all important.
We want you to keep thinking about these questions long after this deep dive is over. Because, you know, what really matters at the end of the day isn't just about the score.
Yeah.
It's about what your team stands for and what they leave behind, their legacy.
I think that's a great place to end it. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.